Anyone signed up? Do you have anyone on the teleconference? Okay. Is there further discussion? Is there anyone in the room that wished to testify on 252? Susan, did you wish to testify?
I would. For the record, my name is Susan Cox. I'm with the Department of Law. This provision has been through a number of changes in many committees in the House, and I appreciate the opportunity just to speak to this. I think the other changes made to Section 7 that are in this proposed CS are fine. There are little fine tunings on the House Rules version that passed the House unanimously a few weeks ago. I guess I only have one question. There's some handwriting on the work draft, and I'm wondering if that's included or not included.
No, that was just personal notes.
Okay, Sorry. Thank you.
I didn't have any notes on it, so I hadn't seen that.
Thanks. All right. I have nothing else. Thank you.
Susan, thank you. I want to thank you also on behalf of the committee for the great assistance that you've provided to us, Susan, throughout the last 2 years, and we really mean that. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I just had a question about the first line of the title, where it says an act relating to the construction of certain statutes. I've never seen anything phrased that way. I would have expected it to read an act relating to certain statutes, concerning certain statutes relating to children. What's the import of construction of?
It's my understanding it's the intent. Construction is often used as how will it be construed, not how will it be drafted or developed, but how will it be construed.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
that's what I think is intended here.
Never come across.
It is unique, isn't it?
Like
we don't
that.
Normally
the whole,
see it.
Mr. Chairman, under the whole Title 47, there were so many new provisions put in at once that they began with a construction language, and I'm amending it, and so that's one of the reasons why the construction language is in there.
This does not require title change.
No.
Right. Okay. It is unique, John. We usually see an intent section that they
yes.
put in. I guess the drafters change over time, or we're dating ourselves, maybe. Is there further discussion? And again, is there anyone else who wished to testify on 252? The chair would entertain a motion. Senator Cowdery?
I make a motion that we move Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 252 as amended out of committee with individual recommendation with a zero fiscal note.
Is there objection to the motion? Pardon? Yeah, Reneva? I'll hold off on...
There is a fiscal note.
There is a fiscal note?
The chair,
note?
There are two fiscal notes.
Oh, yeah, there's a 50 and an 80. Yeah, the record will reflect that there are fiscal notes.
Oh, yeah.
You do have to go visit our friends in finance.
Which I didn't, but we'll go there.
With that correction of the record, the motion is clearly understood. Is there objection? There being no objection, 252 moves from committee, and Representative Coghill, thank you for your great effort and work on behalf of children and families. Thank you.
Thank you, Clayton.
There's nothing else to come before us. I did want to discuss this. I'm trying to put together a calendar, so to speak, for us tomorrow. I've talked with Senator Davis. I'd like to try and bring up her bill and a couple others that are still languishing out there. And yet I don't recall noticing a meeting officially of the committee. And so my thought is what we might do instead is just recess to a call of the chair rather than adjourn so that we can take up additional matters that we might announce on the floor.
And what else would be on your plan besides something by Senator Davis and psychotropic drugs? For
oh,
kids?
Kapsner's got one on extension of judicial districts. There's, Gretchen Guesses, the one you were talking with me about. And I had
that's what I was fishing for.
No. That's the ones I'm trying to get on here. So
I have no objection
okay,
to that.
Okay, no objection. We'll stand in recess till tomorrow at approximately 10 minutes after... I've got a 10:15 resources. We might want to take some of those up before we convene tomorrow. Otherwise, we could have trouble. Let's just recess to a call of the chair, hopefully following the Resources Committee meeting tomorrow morning at 10:15. So it should be sometime around 10:30, and it should be a rather brief meeting.
We'll just call around
and find out, yeah. But we'll recess to a call of the chair tomorrow about 10:30.